Hey, what's poppin', everybody? What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? Mike.
Can't be popcorn.
That was the, that's the line, actually. The guy that shot up Pulse, the nightclub in Florida.
Yeah.
The not Al-Qaeda guy, the ISIS guy. Well, Omar kind Mateen. Of ISIS guy. Omar Mateen, yeah. His big hit online, you know, he turns out he's gay, or they believe he was gay for a while, but he would go up to guys and go, hey, what's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
That was his big one-liner. But anyway, yes, that's Mike Clark.
Yes, sir. Michael. Yes, ma'am.
He's back.
I am back. Yeah, it's nice to be back.
After a lengthy vacation.
Yeah, I know.
In Michigan.
I know. Here we weren't together for 3 years. We came back for a couple of weeks, and I had to take a month off. It took so much out of me. Yeah, but yeah, it's great to be back, and had a good time, and it's just bizarre taking a month off vacation. And I'm here to tell you, because a lot of people say, God, what would it be like to take a month vacation? You know what? It's never enough. I'll tell you, it's never enough. Because when you take time off, you just want more time off, right?
Well, the clock starts, and I'm like, okay, is it halfway over yet? No, not halfway over yet. And then it's halfway over, and then it's all downhill from there, no matter
right,
if it's
right.
If it's 3 weeks left or 3 days left.
Yep.
I feel like once I cross the halfway mark, although with a month, that'd be different.
Yeah, well, you would think, but...
You still got a week or, you know, a week and a half.
Yeah, but it's funny how after a while that... It doesn't play out like that somehow or another. It just starts to feel like, you know, instead you start... It really is weird. You start saying, like, you know what? We only got a week and a half left. And then we say to ourselves, wait a minute. Remember when you used to take only a week? And we'd be like, oh, my God, we got a week off. This is great. You know, if you're able to take a month off, then you go... Oh, there's only a week and a half left. This fucking sucks, man.
How's your vacation?
But you just get used to it because time goes so fast. I mean, I couldn't believe how fast a month went, to be honest with you. I could not believe how fast it went.
Probably a lot faster. I did absolutely nothing, and it was everything that I thought it could be.
Yeah.
A lot faster than probably true. Our month went.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be true.
I mean, not that... Actually, summer seems like it's screaming along. I mean, I can't say it was terribly slow. There's been a lot going on.
Well, it is true. I mean, isn't it amazing that we're this far into July already? I mean, July 12th, are you serious?
Well, 4th of July is a big marker, and that was... I got to tell you, there's so much BS about fireworks, my God. And
oh, people, I know it. I know people are throwing a shit fit over those fireworks.
People were cranking them till like 1 or 2 in the morning every night through July 7th or 8th. Not that I'm one of those neighbors that, these damn fireworks. It doesn't really bother me that much. The dogs bark.
Right.
It kind of bothers the dogs, but...
Well, yeah, some dogs and cats, it drives them crazy. So if you're one of those people, they have a pet like that, boy, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, pets disappear a lot during fireworks. They freak out, and they go to hide somewhere. They'll run away from home, and they have, you know, the places, the shelters are overloaded with lost pets.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I saw a big story on it. So I actually saw two stories about that very subject, which is, I know how sad these poor
that
dogs.
Is sad. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, the thing of it is, you know, people start. You're right. They start setting off fireworks so early on, you know, in June, and then long after.
It's like
the
Dream Cruise. You know what?
Yeah.
The 4th of July is now a 3 week event. The Dream Cruise is more
like
a 2 month event.
Yeah, that's right.
In fact, they're already. I see the folded chairs on Woodward. What? Who are these people?
I know.
Wrong with them?
I know.
They need something else to do. My God.
I know. Especially since all the stuff that you're viewing are just all basic.
Yeah, 2008,
Yeah.
2008 Fords and...
I know it. They're like 2015 prices. Wranglers and shit like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Whatever.
Like, where do these people come from?
And then where do they come from?
I don't know. And then when the actual Dream Cruise happens, it's the same way, you know? It's like they're all... Everybody just brings them out.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
There it is. There it is. About 2 minutes late, but better late than never.
I knew that would be coming. I knew the minute you guys got that one together, that would be first up.
Yeah, we have a lot of drops now. We're getting more drops.
Yeah.
We're still trying to get the vintage ones.
I'll be honest with you. I love his music. I do. I'm a Michael fan. For my money, I don't know if it gets any better than when he sings When a Man Loves a Woman.
But I don't know, the whole point seems to be to drag your car out and then park it and have people just look at it. Because that's the thing, people don't drive it really necessarily up and down Woodward, they just park it, people look at it, and time goes along. But yeah, but it gets to be obnoxious, you know, and then the night of the fireworks, I thought up north, I was really jacked for some fireworks.
There must
be
fireworks over Torch Lake. I mean, I'm thinking there's got to be an hour's worth of fireworks over Torch Lake.
You would think so, and there was, but it was down a little city called Alden. But the towns are so small up there. And like Traverse City, they had a pretty major display going on down there. That would be the one to go to. But a lot of these towns on the north side of the lake and the south side of Torch Lake, they do, but they're nothing.
Five minutes long?
Drew, they're fireworks that people downstate here will do in their backyard a week before July 4th. It's like, wow.
The finale is the big orange one?
Yeah, it's that Roman candle. Or the, you know, it's a cherry bomb.
Couple bottle rockets.
Two cherry bombs, you know, back to back, you know.
Wow.
So really.
Cherry bombs. Those are loud as shit.
Yeah, right. Their finale is like us just getting underway downstate.
Right.
Of stuff that we bought by the side of the road. You know?
By the way, that reminds me. I remember in seventh grade, the last day of school, somebody flushed a cherry bomb down the toilet in grade school.
Always.
And, I mean, that toilet was a fucking wreck. There was water pouring out into the hallways, and it was incredible.
Yep.
And, of course, immediately, all kinds of people were being questioned. And the word amongst the students was Disgusto had gone into a new arena. Dr.
Really?
Disgusto. Yeah, that he had gone away, he'd perhaps gone away from writing in feces to using fireworks.
Yeah. I can't believe it. Disgusto was fingered in the thing.
He was the prime suspect. Of course, no one ever knew who he was. He was never busted.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a diabolical guy.
Oh, man. You know, isn't that
the
funny?
Doctor.
I don't, it seems to me it doesn't matter where you grew up. Always in grade school or early on in high school, usually it is late grade school, usually, somebody always drops a cherry bomb or an M80 in the toilet because it's the one firework that the water won't pull it out. The toilet water won't put it out.
No.
So you
I don't know why that is either. I have no idea. What is it about a cherry bomb, and why don't they make all fuses like that?
Well, that's just it. Well, it's like, you know, what you and I found out when that guy one day came over and delivered us some fireworks, and that's when we got a big lesson on those things and found out that we were holding a quarter stick of dynamite.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's like, you know what, Drew? This is a quarter stick of dynamite right here.
Where did we blow that thing off finally?
In the street? It blew a 2-foot hole in the ground.
It was loud as shit.
Yeah, and
oh, my God, was that loud.
Oh, yeah.
Did you witness that, Joe? No?
It'll send dirt. Dirt will sting your face 100 feet away.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
It was everything we thought it would be.
That's
and more.
Right. And when you think about it, so when you consider that, if you drop a quarter stick of a dynamite into a cheap, shitty porcelain toilet, of course it's going to crack that fucker.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there's no doubt. That was
a prayer.
It's funny. They didn't really know it was a cherry bomb. I don't think they found the cherry bomb. They just decided based on the damage that someone threw a cherry bomb down the toilet.
Right.
And those stink bombs, too. Stink bombs were big.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, did they stink.
No, I know. That's even if you were cool, it wasn't cool.
No, you're right. Apparently, there's some stink bombs now. I was watching The Shahs of Sunset, which is this goofy reality show about this Persian group of people out in L.A., and they're all rich, and they're all friends. They're like late 30s, early 40s, and they just follow their exploits. It's not the greatest show. I don't recommend it or anything. But
yeah.
Anyway, this one guy brought a bunch of stink bombs on a camping trip, and I mean, they had
bummer.
To pull the camper over. It stunk so bad.
Oh,
it was
no.
So incredibly fecal. And all I could think of as I'm watching this, because the people were so bummed out. I mean, it smelled like raw sewage. It was
oh, no.
All I could think of was the fart spray we got, where we ended up calling the company to complain because it did not smell like a real fart.
I remember that.
Chemical.
Yes.
And they were like, what, are you kidding me? That stuff is great. And we're like, no, it's not real. It's not like a real fart. You need to go back to the lab immediately. How dare you charge people for this?
What a deal, a grown man complaining that this device does not smell like shit.
Just two grown men on the radio.
Yeah. Just absolutely, you know, just rip shit
livid.
Over the fact
no,
that,
livid. We were furious.
Yeah,
we were.
Yeah. And
we were so damn excited to get it. It was like we ordered it. We got it. It's here. Oh, my God, the fart spray. And so excited for that aerosol
yes.
to send
yes.
just a screaming fart into the environment. And
yes.
what?
Yeah. It didn't
chemical
hold up.
Smell.
Didn't hold up.
No, not even close.
And I think it was obvious to me too that that's not a phone call they got a lot either.
No, I don't think so. They sure didn't act like it.
No, it seemed like we may have been the only one.
By the way, that reminds me. Due to some medicine recently, I had some incredible farts.
Oh, no kidding.
Unbelievable.
Oh, lucky
not,
you.
Not only, I know, I felt really powerful for about 2 days.
Yeah,
they were loud as hell. I mean, they were just a joy all around, and they stunk. Oh, did they stink?
Wow.
They were so bad, I was asked to leave the house when
really?
I had to fart. Yeah.
Really?
And I actually was sympathetic to the other party.
You understood.
I actually was going outside to fart, and they were so bad, they were even trailing me back into the house. I had to stand outside for five seconds afterwards.
Wow. was that one of those farts that warm your leg? A little bit, or
it had a really incredible
medicine-y smell.
The push, no, it was
because there are medicine farts that smell medicine-y. Even
it smelled like diarrhea. I don't know how else to describe it.
Oh,
diarrhea.
Man.
It was brutal, man.
Oh my god,
it was horrible.
Oh my god,
and to be able to alter the environment that dramatically with something so natural. What a feeling that is. It's like, I can upset the fuck out of this room whenever I feel like it.
Yeah, right.
It's too much power.
Yeah, I know.
It's too much power for one man to have.
Thank God it's short-lived. That's why God must have made it short-lived. Because nobody ends up with like a lifetime like Crohn's disease, you know?
Oh, God.
It's like, fortunately, medicine farts. Only have a certain lifespan to them.
If I had been at that Dallas funeral today, there would have been people walking out, I guarantee you. They were that bad.
And then that would have been misinterpreted and would have played terrible to the media. Why is everybody walking out? They have no idea what the real problem was.
Except they're shaking their heads and cursing under their breath.
Yeah.
Who died? That.
Oh, God. He did.
Not appropriate.
Right there, you know?
Not appropriate.
Oh,
by the way,
man, you know it.
That funeral was a really powerful event. You know, funerals are they're so difficult. You know, when you have something horrible like Dallas, and that was, I mean, does it get any worse than that? Five cops being
assassinated, basically.
Yeah, just picked out, I mean, out of the sky like that by some son of a bitch racist loser.
God damn. Jesus Christ.
And I just couldn't help but think, you know, how much comfort can this funeral be? It's just so horrible.
Man.
But then, you know, it is nice to see you've got two presidents there, a vice president. I mean, it's just the response to it, I think, is in some way helpful. And then I thought it was great because the Dallas police chief, who looks like SEAL, by the way, that's something we now call serious issue, shallow thought.
Yeah.
When you notice something that's like really shallow about something serious, we've credited you for coming up with the concept. You didn't name it, but when you noticed the hot chick at the Ennis Cosby murder site.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That may have been the first acknowledged serious issue shallow thought.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay, all right. I'll take that.
And I'll tell you how it kind of bridged was I was reading that Phil Hartman book, and maybe you remember this. And I was thinking about how cool the French door sounded in Phil Hartman's house as they were going to discover the dead body.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help thinking, wow, that sounds cool, having French doors to the master bedroom. I thought, wow, that sounds really cool. But, I mean, it's about Phil Hartman's dead body they're going to discover. And it was ridiculous
right.
thinking that at the time.
Yeah.
And we've had a number of them since. So it's been named appropriately, serious issue, shallow thought. But
It does happen.
The SEAL-looking police chief gave this phenomenal speech. I thought it was really good. It was funny. It was serious. It was very serious. He was talking about how he was such a failure picking up chicks in high school, and he started quoting songs of his favorite artists, you know, of like 70s R&B people to help himself out. And then he mentioned that Stevie Wonder was like the ultimate. You know, he just wrote those incredibly powerful songs, and he started quoting this song, I'll Be Loving You Always, about these cops, just how much they were missed.
Yeah.
And it was just really outstanding. It was, I mean, I don't know how he stumbled into that speech, but it was really nice. And it was so strong, you know, when he's reading the lyrics, I had to put the song on and listen to it, man.
Yeah.
Really cool tune. There it is. How far in is that, Jay?
Minute 15.
Go about 3.5 minutes in. Got a really cool jam in it. It's got a lot of words. I didn't even know what song he was quoting. I just knew the lyrics were great. And then
I don't remember hearing this song ever. I remember this tune. What year was this again?
70s, I think. Studio version, isn't it? It's not even live. It sounds like a live version, doesn't it? Anyway, the Dallas police chief gave this great speech, and he wound it up with, he read a series of lyrics from that song, which has a lot of words to it. And then George Bush got up, and George Bush, I haven't seen George Bush in a long time.
Yeah, a long
time. And that sort of said, wow, this is heavy.
Yeah, George
Bush is there.
I would imagine he did a great job.
He did. He hit it.
He's just great at that. He's so good at that sort of stuff.
He was. And this thing had a real feel of, this is a place that loves itself. It's one of those cities with a lot of pride. A lot of pride.
Yeah.
And you could tell the way the ovations for the police chief, for the governor, that's a place that, what's Texas? We joke about Texas because Texas is a pretty arrogant place. It loves itself. And, we make a lot of fun of it. But, at a time like this, it's obvious it's a really – that's a state that has a ton of pride.
Yeah, and people that live there, they sure do love it.
And you could feel it. And George Bush is a Texan, transplanted Texan, but nonetheless. Yeah. And he gave a great speech. And it was one of those speeches where I just didn't think of George Bush Republican. I just thought of George Bush president.
Right.
Who is really – trying to hit the right note.
Right, right. Yeah, in a day when literally everything is politicized, everything.
Absolutely.
I've never seen anything like it.
But you know what? This didn't have that feel.
Good.
It didn't. And to his credit,
yep.
And Obama gave a great speech too. And Obama, let's face it, public speaking is probably one of the things he does the best.
Especially with a teleprompter, as long as he has a teleprompter.
I think he was definitely winging some of it, because he winged a joke off the
really?
Dallas police chief that was really good.
Wow.
I'm glad I met my wife before you did, because she loves Stevie Wonder, something like that. And
yeah.
Broke the church up a little bit, and then he gave a, and once again, didn't feel political at all. And then the choir, which was the police choir, sang Glory, Glory, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Which, and it was a balls out version, man. I mean, yeah, just church choir 101, and they killed it.
And literally, and I'm sure they never get an opportunity to be on a stage like that.
No, hell no.
So I bet they were really jacked.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said they killed it. They tore it up.
Yeah, no pun intended.
But, you know, in the picture of those five guys there, and they all look like, they're all fathers, they're all family men, and, you know, just what, one of them's from Michigan, too. Oh, what a painful, painful week that was.
Somebody Facebooked that, didn't they? Wasn't that all the rage there? That was it that one that was... It was, they were streaming.
Oh yeah, the girlfriend,
yeah,
the girlfriend of the second victim, the one that's really seems absolutely inexplicable as to why did they shoot this guy? He had a bad taillight.
Yeah,
how did he go home dead? You know, how did that happen?
Yeah,
that was his girlfriend, and yeah, she turned on her phone, and she recorded about a 10-minute play by play of the cops cuffing her, taking her child to the back of a police car. Why the hell they cuffed her? They're pointing a gun at her, too, from outside the car. It's like, what the hell is going on here?
Yes.
By the way, on the first one, the Baton Rouge one, apparently, this is from today, officers claim they saw the butt of a gun in Aaron Alton Sterling's pocket while trying to restrain him and then saw him reach for it before shooting him dead. Now, I suspected it was something like that because the one thing, for all the camera angles you have of that, the one thing that's there's one part that you just really can't see, and that's his right side, and that's apparently the hand, or they're saying, they're alleging. I don't know if it's going to do these guys any good whatsoever, but what a shit week, man.
God, you're not kidding. Oh, I cannot believe.
But I got to tell you,
shootings.
If you if you want, I just kind of bumped into the funeral today, and once it was on, I couldn't turn it off.
Yeah,
it,
right.
It was really, it was just powerful.
Well, those funerals that are like that, those are hard to turn away from.
Definitely. It reminded me of Reagan's funeral.
Yeah. Oh, that was a tremendous
Wasn't funeral. That amazing?
Oh, man.
When they were out on the West Coast and they had
the,
I don't know if it was the Air Force Band or the Marine Band or what it was, but, oh, my God. And
that
and the,
was
the view.
Something.
That where he was buried, the view was just unbelievable, and very presidential.
And,
yeah, it was quite an event.
Look at the strength with her, and of course, remember we were watching those soldiers while they tried to the pallbearers while they tried to make sure and not screw up carrying.
Oh
that thing
yeah,
up and
when,
those stairs.
I swear to God, I was just thinking about that.
When stumbled a little bit.
He lied in state.
Yeah.
For a full day, and we were watching the line on TV. They had they had on a C-SPAN or something. You could watch the line, which was really funny.
Oh, just great people watching.
It was bizarre how fascinating it was to watch the line to see people who wanted to go look at Ronald Reagan dead and pay their respects.
Yeah.
And then they were carrying the casket out, and they had to go down that long stairway.
Yes.
And somebody did almost slip, and it was
God.
If that casket had gone flying down those stairs, can you imagine?
Brutal.
Thing pops open, and Reagan pops out.
I know
you ain't dead.
Oh, I know it. The fear of that, just like, oh, no. And you can just see everything slowing down to, no.
It was terrible.
Like the Ayatollah, remember when he
I was just thinking of that, Mike. When the Ayatollah, they were so rabid when they were passing that casket. It was like 9,000 people trying to carry it.
Knew that was going to happen.
And it just got turned over, and out he came. And
I know it. There it was, all in white. And, oh, God.
We are fortunate enough today to view his body in its pristine state.
Oh, yeah, that was absolutely brutal, but... Yeah, that one guy, ooh, and you know within himself he was like, oh, shit, oh, fuck, shit, you know, but...
the guy that slipped,
almost slipped. Yeah, that almost, but boy, all those big funerals like that, Princess Diana, all the big ones, they really, really pull you in.
The other events, there's about 19 things that are emanating from the events of last week. These Detroit cops who've been... suspended and demoted because they made these Facebook posts about what BS Black Lives Matter is. And then you got four people who've been arrested for social media posts about killing cops in Detroit, which is, it's a kind of hinky charge. I'm not sure if that's going to stand up because apparently, you know, we've goofed about this on the morning show. In the old days, when people would threaten to kill people and they can never seem to arrest them, and so I would tell Trudy, "I'm going to kill you, Trudy," and there's nothing you can do about it. And it's true. I don't know why. I guess unless it's a specific threat and there's something behind it, it's just considered freedom of speech. But how many times have you had guys with restraining orders against them, and they tell the woman, "I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you," and they fucking kill her?
Yeah,
like, really? You couldn't do anything about that? Nothing?
No.
Ah, you ain't dead.
It happens all the time. These guys that get released early, sometimes they don't even get told that they've been released early and they're on the street.
Isn't that some bullshit?
Yeah.
Larry King is tweeting away. Joey just passes to me. Joey, you follow Larry King too, huh? I follow Larry. he's had some doozies lately. Today's speech in Dallas. Today's speech in Dallas proves that POTUS, President of the United States, POTUS. Why he uses POTUS?
That's the president's Twitter handle.
Okay. Well, we all know what POTUS is, I guess. Is one of the greatest orators of current times. Okay, Larry. Thank you very much.
See, it's funny too. If you're just reading it, you don't have the visual to go with it, though you can imagine.
Oh, I know. Always. He tweets. Okay. It's funny. He's a streaky tweeter, isn't he, Joe?
Yeah. I liked him the other day. He was tweeting how he was voting for Ian Kinsler for the All-Star game. So I was kind of happy about that.
But oh, yeah. That's rare.
I'll pull up his tweets for
it. I can hardly think of a tweet I actually got excited about that Larry King sent out, but I do follow him. He's one of the very few I follow, too. Any more, Larry?
I'm not a handy guy, but I like being in hardware stores. Hashtag, it's my two cents.
Oh, jeez.
I'm never good at picking winning teams for the MLB All-Star game, but this I do know. Both of tonight's starting pitchers are terrific.
Larry, they're starting the All-Star game. Of course they're terrific. My God, come on. Come on, King.
Oh, man.
I can't wait for the return of the Lincoln Continental.
What?
The return of the Lincoln Continental.
Scarborough, Maine. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Kathy, I saw you on a gay cruise at the Mexican Riviera a couple years ago. I've been following you ever since. I think you're hilarious.
I love doing the gay cruises. Thank you.
What's a gay cruise?
Oh, a gay cruise is a boat full of gay people, Larry, doing gay things to one another. It's super gay.
What's a gay cruise?
Oh my God!
It's just where everybody just—they're all happy.
That was a great answer,
you know,
by
they're having
Kathy.
A gay old time, right? Come on, Larry, get with it.
Cell phone should be banned at the dinner table. Oh God. I've got 9 honorary degrees, yet no one calls my doc. No one calls me doctor.
Oh,
shut up, King,
brother. Oh, man.
Since the vote, don't you think Great Britain isn't so great anymore?
Oh, don't try to be funny, King. Knock it off.
Oh,
Larry King
God.
Here? Let's see what else.
Great Britain isn't... Oh, he really thinks that's really good.
What do I gain from playing Pokemon Go?
Please clap.
Oh, here's a classic Larry King.
Bette Midler's an incredible performer.
I mean, you would almost think you're reading a tweet from 1983 when you read that.
Yeah, the guy is a time capsule. Yeah.
He is. Let's see. Oh, this is a classic Larry.
I've never been stung by a bee.
Oh, my God. Just out of nowhere?
Just out of nowhere. Just came to him. Just hit him.
His thoughts. Yeah, yeah. Never been stung by a bee.
What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, how weird.
Looking for something. It's hard to top the last couple stupid ones.
What would you ask Lenny Dykstra?
Okay.
Oh, how odd is that?
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
God, is that weird.
Oh, yeah, now he's plugging his stupid. He's got an internet show, I think. Oh, here's Ian Kinsler.
If I got to choose the extra player for the American League All-Star team, it'd be an Ian Kinsler from the Tigers.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
All right. couple things today. Charles Pugh.
Charles Pugh,
was arraigned. And
Yeah, I heard the Pew was coming.
Did you did you see any TV today?
Pew was coming. No, sir.
Okay. Pew was, for some reason, he wasn't in court. It was a video arraignment.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, he looks so guilty, defeated.
Yeah, beat up.
Done. Yeah, yeah, beat up. It's strange. It's been a progressive thing. When he was taken, when he was perp walked in New York, he was wearing his vest and his white shirt, and he still kind of looked like Charles Pugh. He had his glasses on.
Yeah.
And but he still had, he didn't have a defiant look at all. Now, if he didn't do anything, you would just expect a kind of a defiant, like, you know, I'll fight this motherfuckers kind of a look.
Well, look how he was in the beginning, how he was very defiant over in the very beginning.
Oh, yeah, originally. Yeah,
and
he was.
And we all were just like, wait a minute, what's this? And it just, the thing reeked from the very beginning.
We knew it was, we knew he was full of shit.
Oh, absolutely.
Once the text messages got out there, I think he started to, he knew it was over. He knew he really didn't have much. There wasn't much he could say or do to get out of it other than try and defend himself.
I must say that I pitched a tent.
But he testified via videotape, and we interviewed the attorney for the first victim who won the suit against him for the $250,000 judgment against Pew.
Yeah.
Anyway, God, that picture you just had up there, Jay, doesn't he look like just the guiltiest motherfucker? He's got this look on his face like,
I
did it.
Yeah.
He looks like he's aged about 10 years
in the last
2 months. And, of course, he's in prison garb, too, so that doesn't help him any. He's not wearing his glasses. You know, he doesn't. He's always such a stylish guy, and it's just see him in prison garb without any glasses with this defeated look on his face. It's just really strange.
Strange,
to me.
Yeah.
How absolutely over it looks for. This is a guy who was the second most powerful person in Detroit a year ago.
That's something.
2 years ago. And how far he has fallen. And in the most brutal way, too. You cannot recover from molesting. From grooming kids in a mentorship program, there's no way to you don't rally from that. You don't show up on the cover of People. He's back.
Yeah,
all better.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm.
I would. I would make him a candidate for suicide because if I were him, I think I would kill myself.
Well, yeah. Once he's
tasted the good life, he made good money. You know, he was at one time he was an anchorman on Fox 2 making $250,000 a year.
I mean, just imagine back those days was Dean Senafani. I mean, who would have thought that this was within him? That this worked in him.
And now we seem to find out that people thought this was going on.
Boy.
There was every indication it was going on. There was a girl that worked with him actually for the city. Who said, Charles, you got to cut out this running around with 15-year-old stuff. It's really inappropriate. And he fired her. I mean, that's how bodacious this guy was.
Yeah.
How flat out determined he was to do it his way.
To
be the creep that he is.
Yeah.
Got this chick fired. And he also was blaming all his financial. He had financial goings on that were not above board. And LaDuff was working on that story hard. And Charlie talked to the girl he blamed it all on. And she said, if he says one more word about me being responsible for his financial problems, I'm going to sue him.
Yeah.
And she meant it. And I don't think he's uttered her name since. But anyway, he was arraigned today, and that was a sight, I got to tell you. When you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
The other thing that came out today that was kind of interesting was the 911 call from Cynthia Ford when she's calling 911 to report Edsel Ford II for, I don't know what. You know, she says she's not a domestic violence victim, but clearly she's experiencing domestic violence when she calls. And we hadn't heard this call yet. We knew she declined to press charges in the end, so he wasn't charged. But, and I don't know if you've seen her, but she's too hot for Edsel Ford.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's Edsel Ford, so I guess he gets a hot chick. He's 67. He's named after a losing car, but he's still a Ford. He's the second Edsel Ford, too. Would they do that twice, really? Anyway, she looks about 45. She's good-looking. She's tall. Kind of hot. Looks like an ex-model or something. To me, anyway.
Wow.
So somehow they're getting into it, and she dials up 911.
Wow.
Hi, everyone. This is Edsel Ford, and my husband is abusing me.
Okay. Is it physical, verbally?
He's stretching my arms and
stretching my arms.
Okay.
He's mad at me. And
are there any weapons in the house?
Yes, we have shotguns in the house. house. Okay. Funny how he did.
Okay.
Are you near a shotgun?
I know. Are you stretching your arm? Are you tearing your brains out? Okay.
There are no shotguns. Okay, hold on one moment.
All right, we'll send somebody over. He's tearing your brains out. Okay.
She said, you're going to be on the abused husband list.
Wow.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to keep you on the phone while the officers are en route there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Where are you at in the house right now?
We're in the kitchen.
You're both in the kitchen?
Both in the kitchen.
Are you on a cordless phone?
I'm on my house.
You could leave the room so that you're separated at this time?
This information, traffic. Okay.
You're in the main house?
He's going to...
Are you both in the main house?
Hello?
He's going to see Evan Ford and tell the police that he's a good man.
Okay. I need you to answer my question.
Yes. Okay.
Are you both in the house right now?
We're both in the house.
In the main house?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
And everything is actually okay.
You're in the main house.
But he anyway, yeah. So
she really wanted. She wanted to rat her out for something there, and she thought better of it.
Yeah.
What she kept trying to say there was, he's going to be Edsel Ford, and they're going to think he's great.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, don't worry about that right now. Let's just talk to me for right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
30.
I do have an officer there right now. You're welcome. I'm going to disconnect the call now, okay? You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, so not one of your most scintillating 911 calls of all time.
Yeah, right.
But, clearly there was something going on. She released a statement afterwards that said something to the effect that we're supporters of domestic violence victims, of which I am not one. And then she goes on to say that we're healing, and it's like, well, what are you healing from? If you're not a domestic violence victim... You said you were being abused when you called 911.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, right.
You can have it both ways, hon.
Wow.
Wow.
And apparently the way the story went was he's come around to see, what are you doing on your phone? And she said, I'm texting our son or something, or our kid. And he realizes she's calling 911.
Yeah.
And he tries to take the phone away from her, which is a real dick move.
Yeah,
by the way.
I'd say.
In fact, that's a felony.
Is that right? Well, yeah, it should be, actually.
There is a special charge for that.
I can imagine. Because, seriously, if one of the parties is that concerned and that freaked out that it's that necessary to call and then hold on to the phone and have somebody try to separate you from that, that's...
Yeah, that's scary.
It's good to know that there is such a thing.
So, apparently he gets the phone and she tries to get it back from him and she rips his pants because he's got the phone in his pocket. So... Oh, she ripped Edsel Ford's pants. Oh,
yeah. Oh, Edsel Ford.
God knows how much trouble went into making Edsel Ford's pants.
Yeah, right.
Some of the finest tailors in the Detroit area.
The seamstresses are unbelievable.
Yes. The officer asked Ford if he became physical with her, and he stated, yes, we both were being physical with each other, but I did not hit her. Oh, so we both were being physical with each other. Sounds like OJ there, doesn't he? A little bit?
Kind of, yeah.
On a lighter note. So anyway, that's the Edsel Ford news for today. Guess who's having a 75th birthday party you might want to go to?
75th birthday party.
Yeah, I know you're going to be so excited about this.
70.
Martha Reeves.
Who?
Martha Reeves.
Really?
Our girl.
Oh, my God.
Our lady.
Wow.
Trudy's arch enemy.
That's right, in a mighty way.
Yeah. Boy, they got into it big time.
Boy, they sure did.
She's having a public birthday party, and I suspect I smell a fundraiser, a Martha Reeves trying to claim a few bucks out of a birthday.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of my last shots to suck the public for a few more bucks.
That's right.
I'm going to take it because,
Well, I'll just read it and see if you think the same thing. Motown legend Martha Reeves will celebrate her 75th birthday July 18th with a party at Burt's Warehouse Theater in Eastern Market.
Let me guess. Somebody's going to be singing Dancing in the Streets.
Count on that. They don't announce it, but you can count on it.
Yeah.
The event is open to the public and boasts a dance contest, karaoke, raffle prizes, and a live band. Guests are asked to come in 1960s attire for the costume contest. Tickets are $15, available at bit.ly/Martha Reeves birthday.
Yeah.
So, where's the $15 go? What's that for? Don't tell me you're giving all that money to the live band. Sounds like a Martha Reeves birthday grab to me.
It does. It does.
But how sad that she can only ask for $15.
I know it. It is brutal for Martha Reeves, to be honest with you.
It's a little brutal.
Things didn't end real well there. I mean, it's just kind of like...
Well, it's kind of typical of Motown, of anybody that had two or three hits on Motown. It doesn't end well. You are a star, and you probably toured a lot of the world at some point, and you probably had a nostalgia tour going for a good while, but in the end... It seems like these people, someone is always trying to scrape up money for their funeral when they die.
Yeah.
Which is so pathetic.
Yes.
It's like, really?
Yes.
This person that had hit records and toured the world didn't have money for their own funeral?
Oh,
I mean, that's pretty sad.
It is sad. It really is. It really is sad. Something like that.
There have been so many of those cases. I mean, I can't tell you when, Stevie Wonder, it seems like, has paid for 500 funerals. I mean, that I've read about.
Yeah.
Because it's always somebody like him.
That's right. Oh, Martha Reeves. Wow. 75.
Yeah, man. We have a phone call to make. I think we should make this call anyway. Jay, do you have a piece of or a picture of that dude?
Yeah.
There's a guy mowing his lawn. He's one of these people that likes to mow his lawn in very skimpy attire.
One of those.
Yeah, one of those. We've seen these people before.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
They like to do it nude or in a thong or something, or topless. Or
completely nude.
And, of course, there's always a neighbor that says,
oh,
that's too much. And this guy...
Rightfully so.
This guy has crossed the line. I don't want him mowing his lawn. I don't live anywhere near him, and I don't want him mowing his lawn like this.
Oh, what? Look at this.
How would you describe that thing he's wearing? He's got nothing on but something covering his crotch.
Yeah, because for one, he's got this big sort of straw hat. And then he's got this white, I don't know if it's
like a wig.
Sort of a protection from the sun or what it might be. And then this big purple, almost like
that I don't
draping.
Know what that is.
It's almost like that thing you see around a clown's neck, you know,
yeah,
it's in purple.
Ridiculous.
And then after that, he's completely nude, except for shoes. That's nice. I mean, you don't want to step on something sharp, that's for sure.
Yeah, nude with your shoes on just doesn't look right.
Right, he doesn't care if his bag gets damaged. But, oh, yes, he does. He's got a pouch over it. Yeah, he's very careful to make sure that pouch is positioned right over his dick and balls set. And, but boy,
dick
it's...
Dick and balls set?
Yeah.
They're a set.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of a callback to Riff Days Off the Air. We used to talk about the dick and balls set.
The Head and Genitals set.
Yeah.
Maybe you think of that. Jeffrey Dahmer Head and Genitals set.
Yeah. But how is that being held?
One of the aquariums, he always had the Head and Genitals.
Yeah. Together. I'm guessing there's a string that holds that in position, right?
Yeah, I'm imagining some thong-like thing, but it's not.
You can't see it.
It's
just
not
like
very
it's,
wide, whatever it is. It's very small.
I know. It's just sitting right there. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
it didn't
claiming,
take much to clean or to block it, did it?
No. The claim is that he's mowing his lawn in a thong. I don't even see it. It doesn't even look like a thong to me. It looks
that's
like something
not a
less
thong.
Than a
thong. Hell no, it's not a thong. I don't know what that is. It's just some weird sun. It's like something is attached. It's a. If I didn't know any better, I'd say like some sort of animal has attached itself to his schlong. And on top of that,
yeah, it looks like it's. It does look like it's somehow amazingly, magically attached.
Yeah,
just to cover that area.
That's right.
Holding it up.
That's right. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of effort to, like, somehow get it off of there. Like it's attached by suction, almost. And it's going to take quite some doing to get it off his butt.
Crazy glue. What's his first name?
John.
By the way, look at that shitty lawnmower.
Oh, I didn't even see the lawnmower.
It's
oh, yeah,
shitty
okay.
Lawnmower.
Hey, is this John?
Yeah.
Hey, John, this is Drew and Mike calling from our podcast in the Detroit area.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right, I guess.
Oh, good. You got a minute?
Sure.
Oh, good. We just were reading about the, I guess, a little bit of upset over people don't want you to mow the lawn in this this outfit you got on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, are you covered enough legally to pass the whatever test there is?
Yes, I am, sir. I've done that for over 20 years.
20 really? Years?
No yes. kidding.
Yeah. People have tolerated it for 20 years. Did you always wear the same costume, the same getup that you're wearing?
I'm sorry, I'm hard of hearing. I didn't quite catch you.
Have you always worn the same this I don't know what to call it costume that you're
no,
wearing?
No, I've got hundreds of costumes.
I see.
Not just one.
But the idea is that you're covering your genitals, and that's about it.
I know my 1995 case law, which I won against the city of South Haven, defined for them exactly what the law is.
On South Haven, huh?
And who is it that complains? Is it your neighbors that complain?
No, there's not. I don't have many complaints anymore. I've got a ton of supporters, guy.
Oh, okay. Who are the supporters?
People that come by and honk and wave and want to take pictures with me take my music videos.
They want to take pictures with you? People crack me up.
You make music videos?
Yes.
What songs?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't come out with a new one yet. I've got a long-term illness, so I might get one out this year and I might not.
Okay, well, I hope so.
You have to worry about staying alive first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's tragic. Let me lift things up a little bit.
I don't feel bad at all. I'm 71 now, and, you know, if I fell over dead in 5 minutes, what's to complain about?
Some people
die when they're 5 years old, 3 years old.
Yeah.
Teenagers die.
Mm-hmm.
We had two people, I'm sure you know, shot and killed at the Berrien County Courthouse, just 25 miles south of me. So,
yeah. What's that yellow thing over the top of your penis and testicles? What is that yellow thing?
It's a picture. You're right by your lawnmower, and there just seems to some. It looks like a banana hammock or something.
I don't know what the reference is, so I can't.
They suggest that you're wearing a thong, but it doesn't. I don't see the rest of the thong. It looks like just this yellow contraption, kind of that's covering what needs to be covered, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, that's all the real law requires.
I guess so.
Unless somebody put that in after the fact, somebody on the computer. Do you normally show it all when you're out there? Do you normally show your wong out there, or do you always cover it up?
No, the law in South Haven, Michigan is that your genitalia has to be covered, and your anus has to be covered.
Your anus, did you say?
Yes.
Well, that's easy.
Well, that's what the law is.
Yeah, that seems pretty easy.
Isn't that easy to cover your anus? Because it's sort of tucked in your butt cheeks anyway, right?
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you, that's what the law is.
Yeah.
A woman has to have her nipples covered, but she doesn't have to wear a bra.
Oh,
although if she walked down through the middle of town like that, she'd probably be arrested for disturbing the peace.
Yeah.
Nevertheless,
she would be legally dressed.
Well, what about her anus?
Well, that's what I'm saying. A male body, the genitalia and anus have to be covered.
Every anus must be covered, male or female.
Yes.
And would that require some kind of a thong type thing, or could your as long as you're not spreading your butt cheeks, is it okay?
I'm sorry, there's noise in the background. I couldn't hear you.
I just was saying, as far as the anus, as long as you're not spreading your butt cheeks, I mean, your anus is not really visible. So is it okay? Do you have to wear something? Like a thong?
Yeah, well, the police would probably not want to check that unless they have a specific complaint, because they could be charged with intimidation.
Yeah.
Right. So if you avoid spreading your butt cheeks, then you're okay on that end, apparently.
I don't know why somebody would want to do that.
I heard you once had a complaint. Somebody said there was some toilet paper attached to it, and they wanted the police to check. Did that ever happen?
I'm not following you. I'm sorry.
That might have been another case.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot to it.
Hey, John, tell us this, because, you know, you're 71. Most people 71 probably wear a lot of clothes when they mow the lawn, or at least a shirt and some slacks.
Well, I'm not everybody.
No, and I'm not saying you are, and you certainly have a right to do whatever you have a right to do. But what is it that makes you want to be different and wear so little?
Because you only live once, and you should live life your way.
Okay.
All right. Is the idea?
I saw his butthole.
Are you supposed to kind of look like a clown? I mean,
I don't like the word clown at all. Don't use that.
Well, I'm just looking at the picture. It's kind of bigger on my.
Put it out.
I've opened up the picture where I can see a little bit better, and I'm saying that because you've got this straw hat and then sort of this white sort of bushy hair, and then that purple. What would you describe that purple thing that is around
it's around
your
his
shoulder?
Neck? Yeah,
well, without seeing the picture, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's on Facebook. It's a.
I don't do Facebook.
All right. Well, you must recall.
Is on whose page is it on,
purple.
Jay?
I don't do Facebook, Instagram, or anything.
You know what it is? It's a collar, a purple collar or violet collar around your neck, and it's got some see through material that goes maybe a foot down in every direction.
Well, like I said, I've got hundreds of costumes. So
okay. Well, it's adorable. Like, whatever it is, it looks good.
Did you remember that?
No complaints here.
What's the white? Did you have long hair that's real bushy, or is that white coming off the hat?
It's not white. My hair is blonde, light blonde because I dye it. I started losing my hair color when I was in my early 30s.
All right. Do you have long hair? Do you have real long hair?
Well, I used to have twice as much hair, but it's been falling out for 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've still got some left, and I've got some friends that don't have any left, so why should I complain?
Well, right, man, so you are like definitely this. A glass half full kind of guy.
Yeah, you're not kidding, huh? So that white must be his.
That's his hair. That's his hair. Absolutely.
And that wild straw hat, and then you're wearing regular shoes, and we know about your anus, and
he can actually kiss you.
Well, the Supreme Court ruled sometime back in a Florida case that basically, to boil it down to one concept, is if you don't like it, don't look.
Have you ever been stung in the? In the butt cheeks by a bee or anything or
no,
insects?
Bees generally won't bother you if you don't start something with them.
Yeah.
Start something with them.
If you start waving around and swatting the bee, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah.
If you just leave him alone, he'll just investigate and go on his way.
Yeah, sure, yeah. So you haven't had any incident. Have you ever gotten real sunburned where somehow or another your bag took the worst of it?
No, I use suntan lotion in my legs. I've never burned my legs.
You gotta knock it down!
Have you ever burned the bag somehow, just by mistake?
No, not... Well, I might have done it once or twice. I mean, you know, I'm old.
Yeah,
guy,
yeah.
Do you like to try...
If you go out in the sun for 3 hours and all suntan lotion, you're not asking for trouble, you're demanding it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, you know, and then you gotta put your bag on... Did you have to put your bag on ice all night?
Oh, yeah, I've seen some of these girls out here want to get tans in one day, and they look like lobsters.
They look like lobsters. Now, are you...
That's dangerous.
Have you been a naturist for a while? I mean, are you a guy that likes to be a nudist or, you know, some of these resorts and let it all hang out? No?
Zero interest in that.
Zero, really? But you want to be out there with just your genitals covered and your anus, but you're not a nudist.
No.
So you have.
I don't take this the wrong way, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I don't think I'm biologically equipped to be a nudist. I don't think I'll be starring in any X-rated movie unless they want to do a comedy show or something. Maybe I could do that.
Okay, I think he's saying he's not a John Holmes.
Yeah. Oh, don't sell yourself short.
Certainly forgivable. but people who are nudists, generally, they just like being a nudist. They're not really, it's not a sexual thing, or that's what they always say anyway.
Yeah. Because we always...
Some of these people in nudist camps aren't exactly... going to be models for Playboy either.
I know. But if you ask them if they've ever gotten an erection, they really get angry. They really get angry.
Well, just something for everybody. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it's not me.
I won't ask you if you've ever gotten an erection while you were mowing the lawn, because that wouldn't happen.
No.
No.
Making film, people forget that there's a lot of work involved. It's not just walking. This isn't point and shoot. I mean, I've shot a lot of stuff that looks like it's point and shoot, but that's not what I started out to do. When you're making movies, you have to move certain ways. You have to turn certain ways. You have to know what your body's strengths and weaknesses are, what works well and what doesn't. So I'm out there. I've got to concentrate on all that, or the film I shoot will be a piece of junk.
Is this the only time that you dress this way, or do you like to go out with just covering up the genitals and the anus?
I don't go anywhere doing that. No.
What is it about mowing the lawn that makes you want to dress this way? Because it seems like, I mean, like, I would be afraid of stuff shooting out of my lawnmower and hitting me.
Yeah, you got that right.
Well, you know, like I said, we should all be ourselves.
We should all what?
I don't have to explain it. I don't have to apologize.
No, you don't have to. I'm just asking because I'm curious. I just wonder why, of all the things you could do, almost nude, mowing the lawn wouldn't be my first choice, but it's yours.
Well, it's more than mowing the lawn. There's a lot of other things I do to create video. If you had 90 scenes in a video of just me mowing my lawn, people wouldn't watch it. They'd watch about three scenes in a row of that, and they'd say, I've seen it.
Where do we see all these videos, by the way?
Well, it depends on my health. I thought I was going to have it out Memorial Day, and I didn't. I thought surely by the 4th of July, and I didn't. And some days I don't feel good. Some days I have to sleep 10 hours, so I'll get it out if I get it
out. Wait, so is there an old video we could look at, something you did in the past?
There's nothing online.
Nothing online.
You would have to come to me and pick one up. Oh. I put out a music video in 2014, 2015, but back a decade ago, I played in the New York Underground Film Festival. I played in an international film festival in Sweden. I played in L.A. I played in Cleveland.
What do you play?
It's film festivals.
Film festivals.
You're talking about music videos. Like I'm confused as to whether or not you play an instrument.
Well, back
or...
in the old days, we didn't have all the advanced equipment we have today. It was a lot more simplified stuff back then. Technology's made a lot of progress.
Well, I'm very curious. Maybe I'll come by someday and pick up one of those videos. Or,
yeah.
If you ever get finished.
Yeah, I doubt it. That lawnmower, but you had a good point about that lawnmower. That lawnmower is kind of, sorry for the profanity here, but it is a shitty mower. You know, I'd be afraid of that mower. There's nothing to protect your balls from taking a strike, really.
You need to get you a newer model.
Well, that could be true of any mower. If that blade comes off at 100 miles an hour, you're in serious trouble.
No.
I could have them with a brand new mower for all you know.
Yeah.
If you think this is a safe world, talk to the people at St. Joe Courthouse.
Yeah.
You never know.
John, why did this ever have to go to court where you were able to find out that you had to cover your genitals and anus? Was there a complaint, or were you just trying to find out what it was that you had to wear, what the minimum was?
You're talking about back in 95?
Apparently, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was a nutwagon, in our neighborhood that made a complaint. So the city carried through on it. And Judge Greer, he's retired now, but Judge Greer at the time told the city, embarrassed them, made him mad, I suppose. He says, I read your ordinance, and it doesn't say anywhere here about exposure of the buttocks, so you don't really have a case. So it's pretty bad when the judge has to read back your own ordinance and so tell you what your own ordinance says. I almost laughed in their face, but I couldn't do that. That wouldn't be proper in court.
Yeah.
Like I say, that had been pretty embarrassing to them when the judge tells them what their own ordinance says. You're supposed to know that when you go to court. You're not supposed to have the judge have to explain it to you.
I'm going to see if I can get a shot off.
Well,
here.
He apparently did add in his ruling something about covering or making sure the anus wasn't exposed.
Well, Steve, let me explain something to you. Once a judge makes a ruling
like that.
Mike's
about to talk.
Once a judge makes a ruling like that, it's called. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called case law. They can't revisit it. They can't process it.
But Mike just said hello.
It would be called.
Like you said hello back.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, I'm familiar with the law.
They can never take that into court again unless they want to get sued.
Okay.
Once a judge says this is what your law says, that's what it says.
Yeah, absolutely.
That does not get revisited.
Well, see, now that Butt Mike jumped in there,
I jumped in there with a hello.
We've made a complete. We finished this thing up, I feel like I understand the law finally and how it went to court and what it is that you are doing. I hope you do get better.
Said, my 1995 case law established for the city of South Haven what that law is. Because the judge told him what it is. Once the judge says that's what it is, that's what it is.
Yeah,
it doesn't get revisited in court again. That's final.
Is it worth all this fighting and struggling in your life at your age, all this ongoing battles?
That was 20 years ago. I mean, smooth sailing now.
It got pretty bad for a while, but what happened was in 2007, I did a Howard Beale and got mad as hell and decided not to take it anymore. And I told the story out on my protest stands I put in my front yard, and I named names, and after that, the city didn't bother me anymore.
Next case.
Start naming names.
What I would tell anybody when you're dealing with a bully, the worst thing you can do is keep the secret, because that allows them to keep bullying. And once they find out you're not going to keep your secrets, you're going to tell the whole damn world. Then they stop bullying.
Well, you got the best of them this time, it seems. And I tell you what, it's been great talking to you. I'm glad we could finally get a handle on just what's going on out there with this lawnmower and getup, because it certainly looks different.
Yeah, it sure
You're a different kind of guy. You love life, and I hope that you're feeling better. I hope whatever it is that's got you down, I hope you get through it okay.
Well, thank you very much. I expect to live another 25 years, but again, I might not live 5 more months, but that applies.
Yeah, you never know.
I'm sure you'll be mowing the lawn in probably something like this for the next 25 years if you do make it okay.
Yeah, probably. Well, I would truly, like I said, if I fell dead 5 minutes from now, I've had a blessed life.
Right. Did you say you're married? Are you married, or were you ever married?
No.
Or?
No. Transgender people generally don't marry.
Oh, you're transgender? I didn't know that.
You're transgendered.
Are you female to male, I assume, right? Or male to female?
Yeah, you got that right.
Male to female. Oh, okay.
Well,
wait. Have you had the surgery, too?
No, you don't have to have surgery to qualify for that.
No, I was aware of that. I just was curious.
That's a proper stereotype, but it's not true.
Okay. So
there's
you take
a lot of trans people that have not had operations. I had a, I won't name her, but I know a lady that did. And she's had a lot of complications since that surgery.
You take
so it's just not that you get off the table, walk out, and the rest of your life is just wonderful. You can have a lot of complications from that particular surgery.
John, do you take estrogen?
Pardon?
You take estrogen?
No, I don't do any drugs at all. Well, I take high blood pressure pills.
Miss the point.
I mean, how is it that you're transgendering? I mean, how do you what are you
that's
doing?
That's a state of mind. You don't have to do anything to your body.
The old state of mind. Yeah.
Well, you're in good shape. I mean, looking at that that picture of you, you're very thin for a guy that's 71 years old. You must be weight by that point.
I'm about excuse me.
Not that I want to see it.
I'm about 25 pounds lighter than I was when I was at my best, but that was 40 years ago.
Have you?
As you get older, there's an old saying that your chest drops into your drawers. And there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, I heard that.
But it can't be. If you can look in the mirror and somebody's talking back at you, it must be you're still having a decent day.
yes, so.
Love the anecdotes.
Keep them coming.
John, good luck to you. I just want to wish you well, and it's been great talking to you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
You
all
too.
Right, then.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There's John.
Oh, man.
The transgender thing just completely blew my mind. I had no idea.
Totally blew my mind. I wonder if he's enjoying the new laws and, you know, and walking into the
other
bathroom.
He can use the female bathrooms if he wants to.
Yeah. I don't do no homophobic. I don't do no none of that.
I didn't even know. Strutting into a female bathroom.
I really didn't know what he was transitioning to from. Except his name is John, but he could have changed his name. He could have been Jane.
Sure, it could. Yeah, that was very confusing.
Wow.
That was a bizarre twist in the end.
Yeah, that was. Did it say anything about that in the story?
No.
Huh. Okay.
We have a lot of calls like that. You know, we'll interview somebody, and at the very end, remember that Jaguar chick? That Jaguar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's going back a long way.
Oh, a long time, way in the early 90s. And in the end, it turned out she was nude on the phone.
Yeah, this old bag.
Wow.
Well, she wasn't that old. She was a car writer, and she was test driving a Jaguar, and she had dropped it from fifth gear to first gear by accident and completely blew out the transmission.
Yeah.
And so she was taking a lot of heat from her fellow writers. People were just ragging her for totaling this $160,000 car.
Yep.
And then we're interviewing her about it and giving her a little bit of a hard time. And then it came up that she just got out of the shower and she was nude.
Yeah, she was nude. Yeah, she had a voice like that too. That was so strange.
Yeah, she was trying to give us some sort of reasoning as to why she went into first gear.
Yeah.
It was going over very well.
No, it wasn't. And that was causing her great difficulty.
Yeah, there was some severe dismay.
Yeah, there was a lot of dismay there over it, that's for sure. But a lot of times, all of a sudden, at the end of a call, there's a weird turn, a weird spin. But anyway,
I wasn't expecting that.
No, very strange.
You know, I should have wondered, based on the long hair, the frilly thing around his neck.
Yeah,
which looks. I don't know what the function of that is.
I don't know. And you'd think you could ask the guy who's wearing the goddamn thing, and he could explain it to you.
He wears so many bizarre things he doesn't recognize. When you mention the purple or the violet see through thing around his neck, he's not sure which purple or violet see through thing you're talking about.
That's right. That's exactly right. He has no idea.
He's got so many of them.
You can explain it to him for hours on end, and he'll have no idea. You think it seems to me a person would know. Yeah, I know. I wore it. I remember it. Duh.
His voice was freaking me out.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I was waiting for him to. I was wondering if he was going to get mad at us somewhere along the line. You know.
Well, he was so positive, you know, right from the beginning about his health situation. And I don't know what's wrong with him.
Does he
mention anything about his health in there, Jay?
A lot of secrets.
No. Okay.
A lot of secrets with this man.
Well, he will be mowing his lawn with only his anus and genitals covered as long as he can mow his lawn with only his genitals and anus covered.
Yeah, the anus.
And I tell you what, we'll take a break and we'll be back on the podcast Mike Clark, first day back from his 5-week vacation to Northern
baby.
Michigan.
Hey, everybody. Well, I'm back. Nice to hear you here and talk to all of you and be back with y'all. Very nice.
Yeah, Mike's got dedicated
Let's see.
Email.
You are.
Yes, sir.
Michael.
If you want to drop him a note, Mike at DrewAndMikePodcast.com. And same thing goes for me, Drew at DrewAndMikePodcast.com. And Charlie and Mark and Trudy and Jay and everybody. And we'll be back after this.
Anyway, let's get down to business, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Michael is back today on the podcast.
I am back. Hello, everybody. Hi, everybody.
And Thursday, Mike alleges that he will be ready to be back.
Yeah, I'll be ready to be back.
For the program.
You need a day to get ready after being gone this long. It takes a while to get ready.
And today's the warm-up show.
Yeah, it's kind of a warm-up, yeah. Yeah, that's a long time to be off, you know.
And, oh, my God. Yeah, 5 weeks.
Yeah, long time. But I had a great time, except a real fast story.
Oh, yeah, bring it. I knew you had some technical issues at the house.
Yeah.
You mentioned that.
The problem is, the cottages, right, on the lakeside, wonderful little cottage on the water, and very getaway-ish, but don't envision anything fantastic. Not that if she's listening, it wasn't fantastic. It was a wonderful little place. In fact, down the road was Michael Moore's house, believe it or not. Used to be Michael Moore's. Until the
sounds
the
like
divorce.
A high rent district already.
Well, his is the only nice house, you know. Well, there again, I'm not trying to be critical of anybody's place. Michael Moore is the one with the
covering all your bases.
10,000 square feet. I know I'm already way in the weeds. 10,000 square feet, a log home that was built, and then of course
everything else is 2,000 square feet, and his is 10,000.
Yeah, even 1,100 square feet, 1,500, that sort of thing. And but anyway,
that reminds me, just a quick aside.
Yeah.
I was reading about Scottie Pippen selling his house, and
yeah,
they were saying he lives not too far from Michael Jordan, who also was selling his house, and they're saying Michael Jordan's house is absolutely unsellable.
Mm.
It's 56,000 square feet.
Oh my God.
Like, no one wants a 56,000 square foot home.
Absolutely not.
With like two basketball courts.
Oh, you know, my God.
Like a basketball court between the kitchen and the dining room. I mean, it's like, it's crazy.
Do you believe that?
It's just really dumb the way it was set up, and
yeah,
it's way too big, and it's got MJ23 all over everything.
Oh, God. That's the other thing.
Wow. That is a long story, but quite well told.
But isn't that something when you have something that's that big and it sucks? It's
well,
poorly
I'm sure
done.
It's all
poorly designed.
You know, it's probably all first class, but it's all about him.
It sounds and tacky, though. Really
when,
tacky.
When you move in there and you're not Michael Jordan, it doesn't make much sense,
right, to have it.
Yeah.
So. Well, the Moores, of course, ended in divorce. She ended up with a DUI by Torch Lake, as a matter of fact.
Ooh.
And they had umpteen builders. In fact, when you look at the house, you can tell it's like three different builders because the house has three distinct different looks. So as they would fight and rehire builders, you would see a whole different look to this log cabin. And it took forever to build, and it cost a fortune. And Michael
the
Moore
was appalled with the work.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and of course Michael Moore didn't like she liked spending money, and he didn't, of course. And but he has the money, believe me. And so they spent a lot of money, and then but now there it sits, and they're divorced, and it's over with, and now it's for sale. And anyway,
that's weird. I never expected that those two to get divorced.
No, me either.
Because they're both extremely together in terms of politics.
Yep.
They're both fat. I don't know why that. I don't know why. I mean, I feel terrible saying that, but it just seemed like they sort of fit.
That's right. That's right.
And everything was on the up and up, and then all of a sudden, it's funny. They're real supportive of each other, and then all of a sudden, when they're divorcing, then it's like all hell breaks loose, and
yeah,
she's a
right.
drunk, and
that's right, that's right.
He treated me like shit, and he's stingy.
Oh, God, I know it.
And I was the inspiration behind him. I did all the work behind the scenes, and he doesn't want to give me anything for it. She didn't do a damn thing. I did it all myself. She didn't deserve a cent.
That's right, that's right. Well, this cottage, the toilets are a little weak, a little on the weak side.
Ooh, that's always frightening.
Yeah, and you know, I need nuclear toilets. Apparently, I don't understand. Apparently, it sort of makes me mad because it's like, well, I'm not filling up bowls all over town. I don't consider myself. I mean, I look around at some of these dudes, and it's like, tell me that guy doesn't crank some loads. You know, and it's like, I'm just not, like, crapping these big 10-foot turds or anything. And
why are you victimized constantly by these weak toilets?
I know, and that's what I feel is the case. It makes me look bad. Like, what, another one?
You know? Where's the bathroom? I got to take a dump.
Yeah, and so, but I think if you're, you need a toilet that's going to take care of business. In fact,
everyone feels better with a strong toilet. It's just a good feeling. I don't care how small or big you
are.
That's
right.
Like, this is going to get the job done.
You don't want to worry about it. You don't
Hell no.
worry about it.
No. And, is that so? Well, who made you pope in this dump, huh?
So I knew when I test flushed those toilets, we were in trouble right away. I was like, oh, nothing had very strong flush. Everything was kind of like, before we even started, it was kind of like.
Was Trish saying, Michael, don't use too much paper.
Yeah.
Toilets are weak.
Well, and the thing is, no wonder the toilet paper was like really light. I mean, the toilet paper was such like, if you weren't very careful, it was going to go right through that. You know, I mean, your finger's going to end up doing most of the work.
Oh, for Christ.
I know. It sounds disgusting. But regular toilet paper would never make it. So. It, on the very first day, I clogged toilet number one right by the master bedroom. Wouldn't you know it? First fucking day. And I shut that fucker down.
So anybody gets up in the middle of the night is just going to contribute to the disaster.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, it's not like I took this big monster shit after traveling.
Well, was there a plunger?
Yeah, there was a plunger, but I have never seen so cheap of a plunger in all my life.
The plunger was ineffective?
I think the plunger was, like, built in 1953, and it collapsed immediately. The minute you pushed down on it, it went inside out.
No.
Yeah, it would go inside out. Then you'd have to bang it on the underside of the toilet bowl to try to right itself.
I know, and you really want that toilet water flying all over the bathroom,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and you notice that about toilet plungers when you go to fix them, when they spring back to life. They throw shit water at you.
All over the place. Yep.
Yeah, it's like, well, fuck you too.
Isn't that nice.
Yeah. Yep. And so, and they don't
it's
make
like
them.
Urinals that tend to spray at you. It's
that's
like, oh,
right.
Great, just what I want. I could just pee on myself.
That's right. That's right. And it makes you mad too because these damn toilet soldiers, they barely cover the hole. So these plumbers always say, well, you got to cover the hole. Well, then why don't you make a toilet soldier that covers the hole? Why do you have to spend 10 minutes? Lining it up so when I push down, there's going to be no, you know, there's going to be the perfect suction. It's always on an angle where it's like, well, you see, it wasn't exactly, you didn't have a good seal on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you make them so small that it takes forever to get a good seal on it?
It shouldn't take Einstein to line
bullshit.
The thing up.
I can't believe we're 2016. And we are all still struggling to deal with clogged fucking toilets. And then you talk to a plumber, a master plumber the other day. I got fed up in my own house, and he got me a couple American Standard toilets, nuclear toilets. They weren't that expensive.
And is American Standard the way to go?
It'll take you down with it. If you're not careful, you're
That's
going
good.
Down a hole with it.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, and the plumber said, he goes, this thing will take 5 toilet paper rolls and you with it. So don't go too close to it. And he was right. This thing is unbelievable.
So you're walking around your house very confidently these days.
Yeah, very confident. If only I'd had this toilet back when that guy from the Lions game went in there. That story would have never happened.
Oh, boy.
But in any event, it's incredible. But why is it? And I asked him, I said, well, for regular toilets, these toilet soldiers, plungers, they don't fucking work, you know? And it's like, well, I said, what do you guys do when you're confronted with a big fucking dammed up toilet? So bad that they got to call a plumber. What do the pros do when you're confronted with this?
Some industrial plunger?
Yeah. And they use these little toilet augers. I'm like, no, you got to twist an auger down there to bust that fucker up? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wait, you never finished with toilet number one.
All right, so anyway, so toilet one shuts down on the first fucking day. and here's how it goes. You know, now I flush it, right? And here's what we get.
Mike is slowly spinning in his chair, impersonating the cloud deck, which is unfortunately at the top of the water,
and
not going down.
It's going around, it's going up. while we rotate. And the worst scenario is it's like there's still shit visible. You hope that it's clogged with no shit visible.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I was clogged with shit visible. Oh, I hate that. So finally, I worked on that thing. Most of the time, what we all do? We let it sit.
Yeah.
Just let it sit. It'll clear
itself. Take care of itself.
Hopefully it'll just take care of itself.
And if only you could unplug and plug toilets back in.
I know
like,
it. I know
computers.
You gotta put signs over it so some hapless person doesn't come along and take a shit. Be like, oh no, man, you shit into a clogged toilet. Why don't you write a note? And so, in any event, it took days. but it cleared itself up where at least you could piss in it.
It took.
You couldn't
kidding.
Shit in it.
What?
Shit at your own risk.
Who made that editorial decision?
I did. Because I realized that I put such a baby shit in that first one, I couldn't trust it again. I was like a woman where there'd been an affair. I couldn't trust him again.
So you
I couldn't trust her again.
Bathroom number two only?
So we had bathroom number two only. Okay, so finally, I get number one going again. We'll accept urine, but I don't trust it for shit. So now we got number two, and that's always been the stronger toilet, right?
Okay.
So that's been the one to use. If you got a crap, use that one. There's always that one, too. You know, it's in any house.
Sure.
If you're really going to throw the book at it, use that one. And so I've been using that one, and I was always very careful. Sometimes I use my ass as a guillotine to break it up on the way out, hoping to save myself. Because it's like, if I'm going to shit something that's 2 feet long, I turn my anus into an ass guillotine. And I chop that fucker in half by squeezing down on my anus.
Okay.
And I hate that. I know you're all vomiting or laughing, one of the two. You people out there are either laughing so hard you can't see to drive, or you're ready to vomit. But anyway, tell me you haven't used your ass as a guillotine once or twice. You're not fooling me. You're not fooling me. Now, there's not one of you fooling me. And so I was using my ass as a guillotine. Despite this, apparently I must have, somehow together, I put together a granite rock pile. And I didn't realize it. And I declared that it was okay to flush. And I blind flushed it. What was I thinking? I didn't get up and look and assess whether the toilet could take it. I decided, like, I had done so little. I brought into effect my ass guillotine. And I thought, I think this is okay. I flushed it blind. But did I ever hear the zero story? I hear the toilet function. All of a sudden, I never heard the... I never got the... It didn't happen. And I thought, oh, no. So I stood up, and I turned around, shit visible.
Oh, no.
And it was hopeless. This toilet was fucked up so bad that we had to go to McDonald's to shit for a week and a half.
Get out of here.
Shit, you're not.
No way.
Swear to God.
No fucking way.
We had to go to McDonald's to shit.
Was McDonald's getting tired of seeing you walk in the side door?
Well, I kept acting like I was, I'll be right back. You know, you know.
Did you go look at the menu and then go to the bathroom?
Yeah, like everybody.
And then walk out the door?
Yeah. So we always had to hold up, and I always kept thinking, God, I hope I don't shit at 3 in the morning.
Oh.
And you know, up in the boondocks like that, thank God there's always one McDonald's no matter where you go on this planet.
I know. You're right.
But we'd have to hold it. And you try to get a plumber up north in some of those parts like that, forget it, man. Forget it.
Oh, you
had
to get a plumber?
Try to get a plumber. It's a bitch.
You never got a plumber?
No, finally, I brought it back to life.
Wow.
I did toilette CPR. and it was a mix of going to McDonald's, gave it enough downtime, and then I found another toilet soldier hidden in the garage. I thought, they keep the big stuff back here.
What are they hiding in the garage for?
I don't know, because there was nothing there, man. It was just like the other one. You push it once, it will go inside out.
Oh, great.
And then you try to right side out and everything. So anyway, but I fought and fought and fought, and in the end, I don't know what happened, because it would, all of a sudden, you get it to flush, and I'd put the toilet soldier down, declare victory. Yes! And then I would flush it just for the victory flush. Like, sometimes when you get it to go, blah, 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 it's like, yeah! You got to flush it one more time just to kind of show off. Look what I did. And I hit the thing. It was plugged again.
No way.
It's like, wait a minute. I didn't even shit. It's plugged again. When did that happen?
It's just water.
It was It was a false read.
Wow.
I've never had that happen in a toilet before in my life.
So what, water level happened, rising, the whole
it bit? Happened like 2-3 times, Drew. I finally got it open again. Went, blah, 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 it was nice, looked great. And I gave it a test flush again. Oh, another false read. It was plugged again. And then finally, I got the sumbitch to open up, stay open, and I made it through the balance of the vacation just fine. So there's my story. There's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right?
Yeah, what a happy ending that was.
Thank you very much. That's my vacation story.
Number one and number two shut down.
Yep.
McDonald's to the rescue.
That's right. That's right.
until number two is CPR'd successfully.
That's right.
Many efforts.
That's right. That's right.
What a rough story. What a rough vacation.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. Good thing we're on the lake where I could relax.
What happened with number one? Number one
to this day is weak. And the next renters, did I put a sign up like, you know, perform at your own risk? No.
I knew you didn't.
No. And I didn't want to tell the landlady. She's such a nice gal. I don't want to tell her the first one was weak.
Yeah, you need to.
So
need
I left
the next,
it for the next guy.
The next renters you need to tell her. Somebody really anal will stay there, and they'll have to tell her.
Yeah, somebody will tell her. I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to tell her. I felt bad about it.
Well, I don't know how to segue out of that exactly.
I know. Well, the vacation story, so let's move on.
But how about the year's top earners in the entertainment world, which came out today? For no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift made the most money this year, $170 million.
Oh, God, that chick makes I hear she's a really good businesswoman. I mean, she's really, really, really good.
I just think she's really smart, period. I mean, yeah. I think she's a good artist. I have to admit it. I don't want to. I fought
that
it for a long time.
That chick is really pretty sharp. She's cute.
She is cute. She's got cute new boobs, too.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she's got a giant new rack.
God, she wears...
Nice set of Hooters you got there.
Oh, Jay has a pot of one clogged the toilet the wrong way. Oh, that's a nasty thing to look at. Oh, I got to put that back away.
New reaction.
She's got great legs. She always wears those nice, towering, red high heels. She's got really pretty eyes.
Yeah, she's tall,
worth
thin.
A lot of money.
She's in great shape. Yeah, she's smart as hell, and she's worth a lot of money. You're right.
And you, isn't that something you consider? How long the Beatles were making so much money, and Michael Jackson,
still
and Rolling Stones, everything else. That's right. But
all of them still are.
Her relatively young career, I mean, in comparison to those long-time greats.
She's putting some longevity together now.
I mean, look at this, $179 million?
170.
I mean, what's McCartney worth?
Oh, McCartney's a billionaire.
Is he a billionaire finally?
He's a billionaire. Yes, he is.
Okay.
Because the Beatles are
still making... I thought he was about $600 million.
I think he's well beyond that.
Yeah, okay.
He is the richest Beatle, and he's believed to be the richest rock star. And the Beatles are still making a lot of money.
Wow.
The Beatles are getting tons of downloads now that they're online.
Yeah.
They had millions of downloads the first year they were on there.
Wow.
Paul McCartney net worth, celebrity net worth, $1.2
billion. Oh, wow.
Celebrity, we've gotten pretty addicted to celebrity net worth.
Oh, I know. I go there a lot.
Do you? Yeah.
Oh,
isn't it fun?
Yeah. It's a ball. It's a riot.
Do you have a biggest surprise on celebrity net worth? Somebody that's worth way more than you thought or way less than you thought?
Or way less. I mean, yeah. Mostly it's way less.
That's always funny.
Yeah. And then it's like,
Taylor Swift, $150 million. Oh, no, $360 million she's worth.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
How about that?
Wow.
Anyway, number two behind her... is, well, let's see. Wait, they don't do this in order, so let me see. Okay, the top 10. One Direction, the stupid boy band, is number two with $110 million. Can you believe to be a teen heartthrob with the money in it now compared to like the David Cassidy days?
Yeah.
When you made a couple million maybe for a year
sure.
and then you were gone off the planet?
Yeah.
Nowadays, a teen's heartthrob can last for 6-7 years. And make hundreds of millions because kids have so much fucking money.
I know
now.
They do.
It's
they
ridiculous.
Do.
And you know, one thing that was odd to me when the kids were young was I could never get over how on their birthdays or Christmas or whatever, people just gave them money.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I just want money. I just want money. And people writing these checks for $100. It's like, this kid's 9 years old. He's got $600 to take to the mall with him.
What the hell
is that? I don't have that kind of money.
I remember my nephew was something like that, 9, 10, 11 years old. He had to fill out a tax. He had to fill out a tax return.
Tax return?
Yes. Because he had this rich, his grandfather was rich, his dad had a bunch of money, you know, and he just, and every Christmas, everyone would like to outdo themselves. Like, everybody like to show off on him. It was like, oh, great. So it was like, oh, here's $10,000 for Christmas. Oh, here's another $5,000 check. Here's another $10,000. It's like, oh, come on. This isn't fair.
Oh, I like money.
Kid's worth a fortune. Can't even imagine what he's worth today.
Kid's worth a fortune. Hilarious.
But in any event.
One Direction and number two, $110 million. Number three, James Patterson. Author James Patterson with $93 million. I'm not sure what he's written. James Patterson. Anybody know what he's written?
I don't know. No, I'm not confirmed.
I'm sure it's something
him.
I should know, but I don't.
Patterson. I don't even know.
What's the Wolf movie? What am I thinking?
Oh, Wall Street Wolf or Wolf of Wall Street?
It's a stupid movie. It's a series of movies. You know,
like a mini series.
What's the Alex Cross?
No.
Witch and Wizard?
No.
That's he did write that.
Private.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Supernatural? When they turn into wolves?
Look it up, Joe.
Or?
Dr. Phil is number four, by the way.
Oh.
88 million. And he is suing the shit out of the National Enquirer, just announced today.
Yeah.
That, you know, he and Robin, they've been writing articles about them splitting up, that they've got an open marriage. That,
yeah.
That they're staying together for the money.
Yeah, they've been saying that for years.
They've been saying that for years.
Way back, man.
And Dr. Phil finally said, I've had enough. I'm taking National Enquirer to task, and they won't be writing anything like that anymore. I'm suing for some ridiculous amount of money. So that'll be funny.
88 million. So you think that's a good number?
Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
You know, 88 million. Honestly, now see, there's one where I thought that he would be worth more even.
Just yeah, those shows are amazing.
Show for long.
True.
Sells a lot of books, got a lot of videos, a lot of people that are, you know, too fat and have psychological problems and all that shit.
You're not going to believe some of the people on this list. Portuguese soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo is number five with 88 million. Never heard of him.
No,
Mark
never.
Would go crazy if you were here.
Yeah.
Actor-comedian Kevin Hart at number six with 87.5 million. I don't even think he's funny.
Wow.
I don't laugh at I'm serious. Does anyone find Kevin Hart funny? I mean, I'm not going to get mad if you do, but I'm just curious. Anybody laugh at him? No? Do you find him unfunny?
Wah.
He just doesn't do anything for me.
Have you ever seen anything that you thought was really good that he did?
No. Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I know a lot of people do like him, but I do come across a lot of people that don't like him, so he's one of those.
Yeah. What can you say? I mean, he's made the money, so somebody likes him. Howard Stern made $85
million. 85 million.
Yeah, Howard's
in
working
one year.
3 days a week now.
I heard that. The more money he makes, the less he works. You gotta love it. You gotta love this
it's
guy.
True. It's true because he's 62 years old and he doesn't want to work 5 days a week.
Oh
and they're like,
God.
Well, we have to have him because Howard 3 days is worth a lot more than Howard no days.
Isn't that something really?
Yeah, amazing.
And he had that originally. That deal he did was serious, wasn't that a $500 million deal?
It was
multi-year.
I think it was. I do believe you're right.
Yeah.
And that was his first 5-year deal. He just finished his second 5-year deal, and he's on the third one now.
Oh, my God. I don't mind. I'll say it.
You know,
I'm jealous.
Funny.
I'm fucking jealous.
Me too. And he's got a great show.
God damn it. Come on, Stern. Give me a few million, will you?
What kills me about Howard is he's constantly asking what other people are making, too.
Yes.
A lot of times his
always
guests,
has.
He wants to know how much money they made off this or that. And I'm convinced that he's really determined to make more money than people.
Oh, maybe so, yeah.
I get that feeling listening to just the way he obsesses over money. I mean, I don't think he's worried about his own money, but I think he just wants to know that he's doing well in the universe of entertainment.
Right, right. That he's singing there with the best of them.
Either that or he's endlessly curious about money. I don't know. Anyway, I mean, I love Howard. Howard's great.
Yeah, but God damn it, why couldn't he send me $10 million?
Yeah, he is hogging the radio money. No
I got
doubt.
Fucked from Greater Media. Come on, man. I got cut loose short. Come on. Give me some money, will you?
Oh, it could have been worse. It could have been much worse.
It could be better. Stern, he doesn't need that money.
Argentine soccer star Lionel Messi at number 8 with 81.5 million. Adele at number 9.
Oh, Adele? Okay.
Yeah. And Rush Limbaugh at number 10 with 79 million.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's his net worth, 80 million?
That's what he made last year. That's last year. That's not net worth.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, because you know what? That's woefully shit.
Find out.
That makes sense. Yeah. Hey, Jay, I'm sorry. Celebrity Net Worth on Rush. Drew, he has a Gulfstream 5 private jet. That jet is like $45 million.
Wow.
And then when you deck it out and you really put in all the gold faucets and all this stuff, you know, it'll come in at $60 million, and he owns one.
You know, I was just
reading.
Brand
new private jet, owns it.
I was just reading Lenny Dykstra's book, and Lenny, of course, played for the Phillies and the Mets and made his best contract was a 5-year, $30 million deal.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's good money, but it's not the gigantic sports money that you think of with the biggest stars.
Yeah.
It's pretty good money. But then, of course, he went into investing, and he said, I'm trying to think of how much he invested. He invested like $2 million bucks, and he just wanted to. He wasn't asking to make, you know, 50% a year. He just wanted to make a nice profit on his money so he'd stay ahead of inflation. And the market had a couple bad years, and he looks at his account 2 years later, and it's $400,000. He lost $1.6 million, and he was so livid, and his guy's like, hey, I had a couple bad years. Anyway, he was so livid, and he was so embarrassed, he said, I'm going to study investing. I'm going to learn about this. I'm never letting this happen to me again. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, he became this massive stock picker who has this incredible streak of picking successful stocks.
No kidding.
Makes tons of money on the stock market. And buys a Gulfstream. He bought a Gulfstream. And what happened was,
God.
Lenny was an outrageous partier, and he was at the Beverly Hills Hotel, had a bunch of, just a pile of girls there, and a few other, sports stars and some people he knew from the Wall Street world. And one of the girls says, I wish we were in Vegas. And somebody says, why don't you get a jet? And Lenny's like, what do you mean get a jet? And they're like, oh, you can rent a private jet to go to Vegas. So-and-so does it all the time. So Lenny calls a concierge who says, I can get you on a jet for like $50,000 or something. I don't know what the price was. It was, a lot, but not so much he couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
So anyway, he said, we were wheels up in 30 minutes.
Oh,
he
man.
He was so excited. He couldn't believe the rush of all of a sudden being in this party, and the next thing you know, they're in Vegas, like an hour later.
Isn't that something?
And he just loved it. He was addicted immediately.
Immediately.
He said, I have to have a Gulfstream.
Yeah, if you have the money, how could you not?
Yeah, he studied planes. He said Gulfstream, what did he call it, like the ultimate boner or something?
That would be true.
That was what he considered to be the greatest of all the things he ever had.
That's right.
The Gulfstream was the best. And I told the story last week. Lenny told his wife that he was going to rehab a couple times so he could have a month to party. And just got in his Gulfstream and went to Paris.
Oh,
and went
no
to London.
Kidding.
And his wife thinks she's in rehab. Don't bother Lenny. He's in rehab, you know.
Yeah.
He's in St. Bart's going crazy.
Oh, wow.
Taking his Gulfstream all over the fucking place.
Oh, what a ball. And that's the thing about that airplane. It's like it can travel all over the world like any commercial airliner.
Yeah.
He can fly all across the ocean. He had to have one. Wow. Oh, man.
He loved that. That was the life.
Yeah, that's the life. Well, there's no better airplane than that. That's for sure.
And that life is long gone.
Wow.
After his prison stint and his losses.
Do you believe that?
His celebrity net worth is minus $25
million. Oh, my God.
He lost it all. He fucked up and bought Wayne Gretzky's house.
Uh-huh.
Wayne Gretzky's $18 million home, which was a beautiful home on this hill in this beautiful neighborhood in Beverly Hills. And he got this loan. Basically, they came to him. They knew he's interested in the house. And a realtor came to him and said, Lenny, the Gretzky's are quietly looking to sell that house. And he said, okay, here's the deal. I can spend $35,000 a month based on his investment earnings.
Yeah.
So $35,000 a month, what's that going to do? What kind of a mortgage is that going to get you? Anyway, they come back and they say, well, that won't do it. The house is worth $18 million. And they talked to Washington Mutual Bank. This is like 2007 or 2008 when they were doing those outrageous loans.
Yeah.
And they said, we can loan you $150,000 a month to buy Gretzky's house. And he's like, $150,000 a month? I said I could only afford $35,000. And they're like, you can afford $150,000 and we'll loan you that much. And he's like, what? And they said, yeah, well, you can do it. And this is what was going on at the time.
Yeah.
Banks were doing stupid things like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he gets his first check for his mortgage, and it's for $85,000. And he says, I thought it was for $150,000. And they said, it'll be all squared away next month. Unfortunately, we couldn't get that loan processed on time, but here's $85,000 towards your first month. And he's like, well, I can't even meet my first month. And they're like, don't worry, Lenny. We told you it's going to be all fixed next month. Next month it'll be $150,000. Well, next month is when the market starts crashing. It's going down 800 points a day, 500 points. The loan never goes through.
Oh, wow.
So he has to foreclose on the house.
Oh,
I mean, like before he ever even was moved in, he was foreclosed on.
Oh,
it was that bad.
Wow.
He lost his ass.
Oh, God.
And Washington Mutual was seized about 6 months later by the federal regulators. So,
Jesus.
Things went pretty south for Lenny from there.
Oh, my God.
And he lost the house. He lost the house he was in, too. He was in a $2 million house, and that all fell apart, too. Because,
look what can happen to people.
Yeah, get overextended. The classic overextension.
You wouldn't think it would ever be possible, but there it is.
You know, that reminds me of that documentary on, there's a great documentary, and I'm sure you can find it on demand. It's everywhere. It's on Tower Records. Remember Tower Records?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What a
definitely.
Great success story that was. The giant building in Los Angeles.
Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
famous landmark.
That place was making money hand over fist, and the guy that started it hired all his relatives. He had relatives running this store and that store, and this relative was over these five stores and so on and so forth, and friends, and it was all a group of people. They all loved each other. They were great friends. They all worked hard. They partied hard. But he got into South America and Europe and Japan and eventually was too far in debt, more in debt than he should have been.
Yeah.
And came to the point where the bank said, dude, you can't make your payment. You know, we're taking over your business, or we're going to tell you have to do a few things if you don't want us to just shut you down completely.
Yeah.
So the next thing you know, the bank is basically running Tower Records.
I see.
And they fucked it up completely.
Oh.
They sold off a lot of the best properties.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
And that was the end of Tower Records. He said, and most people agreed, they should have survived everything that happened. They were so successful. They had made so much money. They could have made it through all of the gyrations that occurred in the record industry, but he just was too far overextended.
Yeah, it was just too much. It was too much.
And that was it. There are a couple Tower Records still going, though. There's one in Japan that makes a lot of money. He went and visited, at the end of the documentary, he went and visited the one store that's still doing well. Oh, what a story.
Oh, you're not kidding. Those are incredible. Those are breathtaking. That's fun, stories like that.
I know, it was so sad, though, because watching the beginning
awful,
of it, and he's got the one store in L.A., and he's just having a ball making all this money, and a lot of the rock stars come to town, and they come to his store, and they'd shut it down so Elton John could shop for an hour. Elton John would buy, like, 50 records at a time.
Wow.
And then they open one in San Francisco, and it's a huge success. Next thing you know, they are just rocking. I mean, this thing is like, and you know the thing's coming to an end.
Yeah.
You know the end of the documentary is going to be bad, but you're trying to figure out, how did they blow this? How
That's
did
right.
they do it?
When it's this good, when it's just jamming like this.
And all of his uncles and nephews and brothers and sisters who had a store or two and, you know, made $300,000 or $400,000 a year running a few Tower Records. They all lost their jobs.
Oh.
And it was a lot of tears in that documentary.
Oh, I can imagine.
But it's very good. Definitely good doc.
Wow.
Interesting story. I remember when Charles Rogers came to, well, I guess you might say he hit bottom when he passed out in his car in traffic.
Yes.
And they couldn't wake him up.
Went through the sunroof.
Went through the sunroof. Woke him up.
Yeah.
Got him out of the car, took him to jail.
Yep. I remember it very well.
I'd love to know what Charles...
Like hatch.
I'd love to know what he's doing now.
Would
love to know.
Man.
Does he have any money left of all that money he made? Because he was the number two pick in the entire draft. He got that giant bonus.
Oh, my God. Probably not.
The Lions sued because they cut him after 4 years, and so they sued to get a portion of that bonus back, which they were entitled to, and I think it was $10 million. And the last I knew... And we know a few people in the organization. The last we heard, they had not received one penny from Charles Rogers. And the reason was because he didn't have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what he did, I just remember Tom Kowalski before Tom died, bless him. Tom said that he was the kind of guy that would take 10 buddies to the casino.
Yeah.
And, okay, here's money for you, money for you, money for you. And, oh, I lost all my money, Charles. Oh, here's some more money for you then. You know, and, and he would go out with his buddies and spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars every night. These guys would go out and party.
Wow.
And Charles was the Charles was daddy.
Yeah.
And eventually daddy's money ran out.
Oh my.
Anyway, the reason I brought Charles up is because
What a turnaround he had. Boy, there was so many. What a dream he was dreaming.
Well, he had injuries I understand. The way I understand it, he actually busted his ass to get back in shape after the first broken collarbone.
Yeah.
After the second broken collarbone, something just inside of him just said, this isn't fair.
Yeah.
Fuck this. I'm not gonna work like that. I killed myself last time. Why should I do that? I'm just going to get hurt again. And he never got back in great shape. And, of course, he never played well after that. He never played well. He was hurt. He never had one full season. Well, when he finally had a full season, he ended up being replaced by the end of the year.
Wow.
He wasn't even a starter. Anyway, a guy from the University of Georgia, Jonathan Ledbetter, was found asleep at the wheel behind a running stationary vehicle at a traffic light on Sunday morning in And this is according to the Athens Banner-Herald, but it's been reported all over the place. The sophomore defensive end was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol and underage possession of alcohol after registering a blood alcohol level of 0.131 and 0.138. But that was hours and hours and hours after he was awakened in his car because he refused a breathalyzer. And the way this story goes, it's a little bit amusing, a little bit irritating too.
Yeah.
He failed to wake up despite officers knocking repeatedly on the window, yelling and shaking the car, police report said. Four officers and EMS were called to the scene. EMS could not wake Ledbetter up even when they turned on a siren at full volume.
Oh, no.
Then they turned on a second siren at full volume right next to his car. And this guy's sitting in a driver's seat. They cannot wake this guy up. After 20 minutes and all the sirens going at once, all these vehicles, and there's like 20 emergency vehicles there, they all have their sirens on trying to wake up this one guy. Officers eventually pried open the door with a lock jock, and after several further attempts, they finally managed to wake the teenager. When he woke, Ledbetter insists he had not been sleeping, but he had been drinking.
Had not been.
I was not asleep! What are you talking about?
Oh, brother.
Charles, we had 16 sirens going. We're banging on the door. We're shaking the car, and you weren't waking up. I was not asleep.
Oh, no.
I had a couple drinks, okay? That's about it.
Oh, my God.
So then they asked him where he was, and he said, I'm home, sir. He said, no, you're not home. In fact, it's time for you to take a breathalyzer, which I believe he refused. Yeah, he was asking me to agree to take a breath test. He reportedly proceeded to explain that he knows what's going on in the world now with cops shooting black people. He also said he wanted to know if he passed the test or not so he could take his boys home. He thought he had friends in the car. There was no one in the car but him. They proceeded to arrest him because he refused the breathalyzer, and he wanted to make a report that he was the victim of a hate crime.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He later refused to take the test because he said he knew he'd been drinking alcohol. He didn't need a test. And he claimed he didn't want to kick off the UGA football team. He needs to provide for his mother and family, blah, blah, blah. Officer ordered him to put his hands behind his neck, behind his back. He finally agreed to take the breath test, which he failed. Second time
this
in 4 months.
This is a mess.
Ledbetter was arrested for alcohol-related reasons. He was suspended for one game after being arrested on two alcohol-related charges, underage possession of alcohol and using a fake ID at a bar in Athens. But now he is going to get the help he says he needs.
I'm going to stop.
I have a problem. I've received incredible support, and I will beat this disease.
Oh, dear.
And come back and help the Georgia football team, says Charles Ledbetter, after possibly the greatest wake-up effort in the history of drunk driving.
Wow. Wow. What a story.
I know. You got to love that. All those sirens going. Can you imagine being a neighbor around there?
Oh man. No. Wow. Boy, the way some people live, the way some lives unfold.
Well, with an 18-year-old, I mean, all bets are off with an 18-year-old. I mean, who knows? Okay, so we make it through episode one of Mike Clark's Return. Mikey and I will be back on Thursday. Tomorrow, it's Mark Fellhauer and Charlie LaDuff. I like the way the three of us had a real nice time the other day when Mark hung around for Charlie and I on Friday. And so we decided we'd do that again, especially since Charlie is going to be gone on Friday. And it works out really nice. And then we'll get Trudy in here before the end of the week with, I think, Mark on Friday, maybe. I got to figure all this out. I got some thinking to do. Anyway, thanks for joining us. And we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody. See ya!